yeah. All right.
Does anyone have like an iPhone that could record? A few people asked me if it could be recorded, and my phone I know is.
I have it.
It's full of gems. Oh, okay.
All right. So we'll say so. First of all, a big yashkoch to Meir for organizing this. It's a real zchus to be here with all of you, Meir Tzachem, and I think we're gonna have a very exciting opportunity to learn a very special sefer. So, you know, in our morning shiur, we have a daf yomi in the morning, so I can speak to the shiur. We learn a sefer called Das Atzmecha, literally know yourself, which is by the same mechaber. The mechaber of the sefer is, now he's much more well known. His name is Rav Itamar Schwartz. He's a young Talmid Chacham from Bnei Brak. I think he's actually been in Baltimore. I think he's been by the Weiss Shul a couple of times. Someone mentioned to me. See, he's just, besides being an exceptional Talmid Chacham, he has exceptional insights and just incredible clarity, and he's able to make things contemporarily relevant. So this Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evna was the first in his series. And the truth is, it's all just about leading and building a successful and meaningful life, but by starting by building a meaningful and successful identity. So I told Mir, I think this is a good place to start. We'll see if the Chevra likes it. I think everyone will, because it's a very special Sefer. But with one caveat, which is, you know, the goal of this, and I think, you know, Meir's idea for this, which I agree with, is to keep this a more small and intimate chabura, to allow for give and take. So I don't want to talk the whole time. So at any point in time, if you have aras, you have questions, I'm not clear about something, or you want to be mosif something, please jump right in. Okay? So with that, let's begin. Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. Reishis Avodas Ha'odam Levar Le'atzmo Matachlis Shmalat Matachlis Shal Chayov. So the first thing we begin with, the beginning of all Avodah of man. Also, I'll just tell you something interesting, that often, you know, it's fascinating. What does everybody do during Chodesh Elul?
Tshuva.
That's always a safe one. Always a safe one, true. Tshuva. But I'm saying, so if you ask people, like, what's your Avodah for Elul? So what do most people say? Generally, not specific, but generally, what do most people do during Chodesh Elul?
Introspection.
Oh, so that's an excellent answer. And although that is the correct answer, I would venture to say that's not what most people do. What most people do is they take on additional things. I'm going to learn more. I'm going to give more tzedakah. I'm going to be better in my shalom bayis. I'm going to spend more time with my kids. I'm going to be a bigger bal chesed. We take things on. Now, that's very good. But at the end of the day, but yet, you know what's interesting? And I can't speak for anyone else. I only speak for myself. One of the most frustrating things is we're coming up on Elul. Right, you know, in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, in Hasidic literature, it's clear that Chodesh Av, right when Tisha B'Av is over, Elul starts. There's no like Ben Azmanim, really, at least in the Sfarim HaKadoshim. So Tisha B'Av ends, it's already Elul. And the truth is, again, you know, what's fascinating is that Rabbi Yitzchak Berditcher brings down, he says that, he quotes the Zohar, that says that the Shari Rachamim for Tshuva, you know, the Gemara says that they close Hoshana Rabbah. So the Zohar writes, it's not true. They really go ahead and they don't close until Chanukah. But there's, and people know that Zohar, but there's another Zohar that says that the Sha'arei Din open up for the next year right after Chanukah. So what you get on one end, you have to take away from the other end. So, but the idea is what most of us, when we come around to Elul, I know myself, sometimes we're very frustrated because some of the very same things that we wanted to focus on the previous year, we're still grappling with. And the truth is, if we're honest with ourselves, sometimes the things we're grappling now are the same things we grappled with 5 years ago and 10 years ago and 15 years ago. And although we've made so many strides in other areas of our lives, there are some core issues that we just continuously grapple with. So why is that? So because very often it's that we don't engage in a cathartic process of introspection. That we add on things, we're most of things, we might learn more than we ever did before, we might give more tzedakah, we might be more greater Bali Chesed, but we're not necessarily more introspective people. We don't necessarily think about what we're doing, where we're going, where our lives are headed, and what we're supposed to be focusing on. So the Mechaber over here brings up, he says, Reishis Avodas Ha'adam, Levara Liatzmo, Ma Hatachlis Shel Chayov. What is the Tachlis of my life? What is the purpose? And also, if you think about this, it's a scary question. Right, if somebody were to stop you, and I'm not asking anyone this question, because I myself have to struggle with this question. But like, what is the purpose of life? You know, it's Maisim B'chol Yom, you know, that we just had in Daf Yomi a little while ago, that the Gemara said that, told Soiv Choni HaMa'agel, Right? And remember again, what did the Gemara say? That Choni Ama Agil saw the Pasuk, Shira Malos Beshuva Hashem Shiva Sion, Hayinu Kicholmin. Right? So Shira Malos, when Kodesh Baruch Hu brings us back to Tzion, will be like a dream. So remember again, the Gemara explained that that Pasuk is referring to the time between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. And so it says that 70 years will be like a dream. So the Maharsha brings down, he says, 70 years is a lifetime. So Choni Ama Agil wondered to himself, how could it be that a lifetime goes by in like a dream? And the answer is, because it does. And I'll tell you, it's Maisim Mechoyom that people live through an entire life, and they're on their deathbed, and they pasha don't know what they did with their lives. They don't know. I'm not talking about people who wasted time. Even people who are successful people, people who accomplish things on behalf of the club, but you know, it's so easy to lose track of time, and I have this project, I do this, I do that, but what is the tachlis of my life? What am I working towards? What am I supposed to be? It's my simcholim that people live through an entire life, and they're on their deathbed, and they pasha don't know what they did with their lives. They don't know. I'm not talking about people who wasted time. Even people who are successful people, people who accomplish things on behalf of the club, but you know, it's so easy to lose track of time, and I have this project, I do this, I do that, but what is the tachlis of my life? What am I working towards? What am I supposed to be?